This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I knew you was going to do that.
That's your theme song, man.
It is the official. But before we bring my mom on, I am watching this video that I was like, I knew, I mean, I wasn't thinking it was AI or anything, but I'm like, good Lord, this is crazy. This is in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
A freaking Costco got... It says a truckload. I don't know how many that means. A truckload of eggs. And they were all sold in 10 minutes. And they're showing this video of people with buggies. A dude's got a pallet.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Like, you know, like a Home Depot pallet thing out there.
Some people limit you. There should be a limit.
They sold out in 10 minutes at that Costco.
Do you happen to have any eggs left? They have run out and they want to make a run through the store.
What about you? Toilet paper? You got any of that? Is it going to be like it was in 20?
Do you have any Malort and or Polish sausage?
So the people that are jacking up the prices, hopefully they don't sell them.
I don't want to say where, but I saw a dozen for 10 bucks.
God.
With no limit.
Well, my Lord, I can imagine they don't have to worry about that.
Some people rack them up.
I think it's
robbery.
And then the one place, of course, during this, a chicken plant caught on fire and 200,000 chickens died.
Oh, God bless.
Rest in peace. I wish you would have stayed around longer so we could eat your unborn babies.
Really, we've already lost over 22 million in the past 3 years.
Yeah.
To various sicknesses and flus.
But yeah, we worry about the... I mean, I get it. But there's one monkey where there's only one left of that species. But yet, this stuff... Who cares? Grand scheme of things, who gives a crap?
Do you know how a lot of...
Chickens
these,
we need.
Do you know how a lot of these chickens die? I saw this...
Raccoons?
In Super Size Me Part 2. They get stepped on, literally.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many. Like, he's like, well, I lost like 10 today because I stepped on them.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Because you don't
horrible.
See them.
That's so cruel.
If they know it's feeding time, they'll come at your feet, man. Like. Yeah. I almost ran over a goat the other day. All right. She wouldn't get out of my way. I'm not talking about an animal. It's this old lady.
Good God.
All right. Let's say it, everybody. Hey, mama.
Hey, baby.
There it is.
There it is.
How's
hey,
it,
baby.
How's it going?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Just talking about if it ain't one thing, it's another. If it ain't a shortage of this, it's a shortage of gas or... money.
Yeah, I think I pay $4.99 for eggs this week.
Listen to this.
Oh, man, I wish.
Does anyone, if you know it, don't say it, but does anyone know what a stamp costs? Because my mother told me this the other day, and I was astonished.
I just used one, too, and I don't know. I don't think it had a price on it.
How much was it, Mama?
73 cents.
What? That was a jack up, big time
price. One stamp?
Yes. I knew it was... Which, yeah, I said, I think they're 59 cents. No. They're up to whatever she just said, 73 cents.
I'm not going
to
mail anything.
I'm not. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to...
I'll do it from
here. I'm going to call everyone, Mom. I'm not writing any more letters. Right? That's how we'll fight back. And if we run out of eggs, guess what? We will Well, start eating bird eggs.
Duck eggs are real popular. People are selling duck eggs.
Those are already, those are expensive too.
Yep.
Anyway, Mom, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
She probably stayed up late, I imagine.
Did you stay? Well, it was off by what, 10:30?
Yeah.
Do you watch the whole, well, let's just start off with, what strikes your chord? What do you want to talk about? Like Cody Rhodes would say.
Talk about the football game.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, what do you want to start with? Like, your favorite commercial or the game itself, or?
It was a lousy game.
It was lousy.
It was awful.
It was. Did you care though? Well, yes, I know the answer to this. You're a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because you
played the worst game of the year.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
She likes Travis Kelce, just like every other woman in America. Every woman loves
him. He's a good boy. Makes a lot of money.
Yeah, but he didn't do much playing.
He didn't catch a ball.
It was rough on Kelce. It's been a rough playoffs, rough year.
Yeah. Did you win any money on the game, Mom?
No.
No, okay. That's not right to do.
Like, I don't know where – I want to ask her about a certain commercial.
Ask her.
Is
that okay if he asks you about a certain commercial, Mom?
You can ask me.
Because I feel like you would have seen this one. There was one this year. There was only one Jesus commercial.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really understand what all was going on.
There was a couple I saw.
Okay. Well, I saw the one of the guys spray painting and tagging a place. And
yeah.
I didn't really get the message.
It's kind of similar to the one they did last year where it showed people washing each other's feet.
Like, it just felt really divisive.
Yeah. What do you say, Mom? You saw it, I guess.
What, this year's commercial?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
It wasn't about washing feet this year.
Right, right. What was the one this year? Did it strike you as not on the up and up or whatever Fat Boy sang?
It was kind of a little, you had to really... watch it. I mean, it was kind of complicated.
Yeah, well, and plus, yeah. They were using the one I saw anyway was the one with Johnny Cash singing Depeche Mode's Personal Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
But people were saying the song didn't really match with the message.
It kind of didn't, because that song talks about idolatry. And, you know, you shouldn't put anyone before him, right, Mom?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's right. I just want to cut to the... Did you watch the halftime show?
Yeah, I was in the kitchen. I didn't watch it. But I thought that was lousy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't hear him. I couldn't hear what he was saying. You know, the audio was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know every word like Madman does here.
I had to look up. But some of them I understood and got. Well, what did we like about this? What are some of the fun things? Anything that was not lousy?
I felt sorry for what's his name?
Oh, you see where I get it from?
The quarterback.
Pat Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a rough game.
He kept getting sacked 5 times, right? Yeah.
The worst game.
Yeah.
One of the worst games of his career.
That was real bad. Real bad.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
He's already got the frog voice, and now he's got a bad game to go with it.
Is he the one that has the bad laugh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has the what?
He's got an interesting laugh. People are kind of making fun of him for it.
You know how they say he talks like Kermit the Frog, but he laughs like Beavis and Butthead.
I know that.
Okay, I want to get your opinion on this one, Mom. This is good because I mentioned this one earlier. The kid that is leaving the hospital dressed in his boxing attire, and Mama Said Knock You Out by LL Cool J's playing. Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, wow.
See, yeah, like I missed that one.
Everyone
too.
Went to the bathroom at the same time.
I
think I'm one of the few people that actually saw that. Must have been like when everyone's stomach was kicking in.
Well, what about that one? Didn't that seem like a big waste of money?
It did.
The
Angel Soft.
They're like, the whole purpose of the commercial is for you to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I thought that was clever.
Yeah.
I thought, like, that's like
money.
On YouTube video where YouTube TV when they do A Moment of Zen. I let it play through. I want to see a babbling brook for about 30 seconds.
Sure,
calm down a little bit before I get back into the feud. Yeah. Mom, let's compare some notes here. I enjoyed the Little Caesars commercial with Eugene Levy's eyebrows.
Where he shows the little pot pie-like pieces.
Was that the one where everybody's mustache was flying off?
Yeah, no, see, there was two different. That was a Pringles.
Eyebrows.
His eyebrows was okay. Puckering up, and then they started flying away. But then that other commercial came up for Pringles where they did the same thing with James Harden's mustache and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they missed the mark on that.
It was mustache then.
Yeah.
But the daughter, his daughter, she said something, that girl said something about the eyebrows, and she said, "Oh, don't worry about it. It's Daddy, Little Caesars again."
Oh, wow. It's just one of the only side effects of eating a $5 pizza.
I'm afraid
your eyebrows will fall off. They'll fly away.
Unibrow.
7:45 now.
Let's see, what else? I like the Instacart commercial with Mr. Clean and the Kool-Aid Man and the Jolly Green. I thought that was cute.
All those things going together.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
I thought that one was awesome. I like the Mountain Dew commercial with Singing Seal.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites with Seal.
Yeah. I was like, I've seen this as a meme before, and now they've used it as a real commercial. Like, that was pretty cool.
I seen it in a pre-show, you know, and he said it was either going to make his kids love him or embarrass him to death.
No, that's true.
Because it was, you know, making fun of him, you know.
Yeah.
But he was all for it, but I thought it was good. I liked that.
Yeah.
I want to know if she saw my favorite one. It was kind of late in the game. But the cowboy flesh head, did you see that one?
The cowboy what?
The kid that was born with his head shaped like a cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah.
That one was good.
That was great.
Now,
They called it mush. What was it they called him?
I don't know.
Mushhead or something.
I think it's a character on Fat Albert.
I think. It was weird looking, but it was interesting.
What were they advertising, though?
Oh, and there was another one about beer that I liked, too.
Whoa.
I don't know. It was the commercial.
Oh, the Clydesdale pushing the keg?
That was the
best. Yeah, that was good, too.
Was good.
They wouldn't let him go because he was too small, but he pushed the keg all the way there.
Yeah.
But there was another one that was about, it was like, was it light beer or?
Oh, yeah, I saw this one where they're playing pickleball.
Yeah, that was real good. That older couple would say, we'll play you for light beer.
Yeah, they hustled.
And they beat everybody.
Yeah.
It was Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara. They were the couple.
Okay.
Yeah, but they were strong at pickleball.
That was a good one, man. I love pickleball.
Why in the world can I not? Okay, hold on. That was an ad for Tubi.
Oh, the flesh head?
Yeah. Because remember the other kids' heads were shaped like wizards? So they were saying, oh, you can watch your Harry Potter and I can watch my cowboy movies. That's strange, though.
He was bored with a cowboy.
But it still goes back to, I had to Google it to find out what they're advertising. But I remember how awkward it was. That's crazy. Yeah. It was kind of like dull, wasn't it, though, Mama? Putting the same whatever like we usually have.
You can watch us hop along Cassidy with his cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then weren't they good? The collection of them were just kind of.
Yeah.
Like the McConaughey, the Uber Eats, those were kind of fun. He played a bunch of different characters.
Yeah.
He was on a lot, though. He was on a lot. Obviously, Tom Brady was on a lot. God, what was the one where there was somebody who's like, wow, I can't believe that person dropped down to do a commercial, because there's somebody who would not usually do commercials. It was somebody like a real avant-garde kind of actor. I can't remember who it was.
You were thinking of Affleck, right? For the
well, that one I remember from the year before, but that one was kind of strange. That was kind of like
they were going to be an Affleck, and then we were going to do the donut commercial.
They did it. You must have missed that one. That was the
well,
one.
Well, I didn't watch the very the maybe 20 minutes of the game. I didn't see the very beginning, like the national anthem and stuff like that, because I was watching a movie and I wanted to watch the end of it, so I didn't see the very first of it.
Oh, okay.
Was it a monk movie?
A what movie?
Monk. You know, the monk movie.
No.
Remember last time you were on, you were saying that you needed me to come over and help you find Monk. You couldn't find it on your streamer.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Fat Boy.
This was a Prime movie.
Yeah.
There's so many to watch. Oh, the David Beckham, Matt Damon, that was a fun commercial.
Were that's brothers? Who it was.
Oh, yeah.
David Beckham, that's who it was. Not, he's not an actor, but yeah, that's who it was. I was like, wow, man, that's kind of a step down, I feel like, for you. Man,
yeah.
Man. Oh, and also the one where, was it McConaughey that was dressed like Mike Ditka?
Yeah, he was.
And then somebody was playing Refrigerator Perry.
He said, do I really have to be the fridge?
Oh, man. Mama, remember that when I went to bobble
oh,
camp?
Oh, is that one, Refrigerator? Is that the one where he said, do I have to really be called Refrigerator?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
He said yes.
Yeah, he did. I think it was just cool to see white people in commercials again.
I mean,
why is everybody looking at me that way? You could tell DEI is over. They had full commercials with all black families, full commercials with all white families. There wasn't like a Chinese grandma and like two black kids and like a Latino husband. Like it was all.
It is odd.
It was just kind of like, all right, if we back to reality. Like this is not like.
Yeah, there was too much of a mix. Like, why is our kid, you know, a redheaded freckled ginger and, you know,
right.
Like you said, a Chinese grandma and a Mexican.
Always, always. And then and one of the kids you could tell had a little flair. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Had a little like, yeah, thing kind of. Oh, man. All right, Mom. Well, I love you.
Hey. That thing's at 1:30 today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
She's having boudoir photos done.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Heck yeah.
So I guess she better be here about 15 to 1 or something.
All right.
Okay. Better do it today, Matt, because the weather's going to be bad next 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Got rain coming.
She's got a doctor's appointment. You just made me break her HIPAA.
Oh, hey, well, hey.
I gotta have a
that's not good
iron infusion.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, okay.
That's right. She's gonna be Iron Lady.
That'll pep you up a little bit afterwards,
make
though.
Feel better?
No, I didn't last week. So
she slept on the way home.
Oh, really?
No.
I think you missed some of that.
All right, Mama. I love you.
Love you.
I love you more than he does. To be honest with you.
I love you.
Wow, that's the first time he's ever told anyone that ever, and he's been married for 20 years. All right, Mom. I love you. I will see you this afternoon. About 12:15, you said?
12:45.
Oh, okay. Well, 12:45 it is. All right, I'll see you then. I love you.
I love y'all.
Right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hope next year's commercials are a little bit better.
Me too. She gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
She did a good job.
You really made
sure.
Remember last time, she was still listening to us.
So she's still there.
I'm still listening.
Oh, my God. How does that happen?
You're in trouble.
Like she does it to me. Like, if I have her on Bluetooth in the car, I usually wait. If I'm on Bluetooth, I wait for the other person to hang up so I don't have to lean over and hit the button. She'll sit there and just listen to you driving. You still there, baby?
She wants to make sure you're getting there.
All right. Let's hang up on three. Ready, Mama? One, two, three. You still there, aren't you?
Yeah.
I knew you were. All right.
Find the button.
Okay, we'll hang it up. Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye. I'm still here. Okay. Yeah. I mean, everybody.
Oh,
it was lackluster. I mean, even Mary can't soup it up. I mean, it was all right. It was all right. The game sucked, but
yeah, it was awful.
There's nothing.
Yeah, didn't see history.
Also, expecting a little bit of controversy of some kind. I mean. Something. I expected something. Some kind of something. I'm glad nothing bad happened, but I expected something.
I guess, you know, the halftime show is the only controversy you get.
These you know what?
The thinly veiled shots of feuds people got to really follow to know what they mean.
See, again, that was not... it was not... I don't know. You say, well, who would you pick to play? Well, everybody's just going to go to their favorites. I mean, it's everything. I think it would be fine to go country maybe next year.
Well, yeah.
for a change.
Would you do something like, you know, for the national anthem? They kind of jazzed it up a little bit. Whoever Trombone Shorty is.
Right.
You know, they brought him out. Like, didn't you do something kind of specific to the city?
Trombone Shorty.
Like, when you have Aaron Neville for a halftime show or something with Lil Wayne? Should have been Lil Wayne. Jay-Z must hate Lil Wayne now. Must be a feud.
They're on different. They're not on the same page, I guess. Something not you happened. Page, but another page.
Something must have happened.
Yeah. No, we are not Chiefs fans. God, y'all get off our Johnson, okay?
I wanted to see the three-peat.
It wasn't that good of for – like, my mom would usually come on and like – I mean, it wasn't that great. It wasn't that good. At least she's real.
Cowboy Fleshhead was great, though.
Cowboy Fleshhead was good. But you know what? There's probably some kid out there born with a head shaped like a cowboy hat, and they're going to sue damn Tubi.
Yeah, probably.
And then we'll have to pay for it, and it won't be free streaming no more. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. More Rise Guys, Suckets and Birthdays, and the whole nine yards next. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Look at Dan re-record that as Alan Jackson.
I'll call him back if you want.
call him back.
I liked his other
song. No, not Party Man Dan.
Oh, okay.
Dan in Columbia. 864-241-4318. The FOF line.
All right, let's take a minute to and talk about these ass, bright ass lights that are on every damn new car. It's some bullshit. And I get that a lot of people, it's not like they put them in there. It can't stock or standard with their f***ing car. That's on the manufacturer. Them motherfuckers need to work on that on their own. F***ing hell. And the ones that have the shitty ass, super bright f***ing ones, they know who they are. It's like they pride themselves on having lights bright enough to make my car look like the scene from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when they get electrocuted and you just see skeletons. There's no good reason why I should be able to see into my future with your f***ing lights, bro. That's damn ridiculous.
Good analogy.
You know what? That's a solid analogy, man.
Yeah.
It made me chuckle when I first heard it because I could see it in my head.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Old Steve and...
Jonathan Candy.
Johnny.
You know, Steve Martin doesn't meet people.
Why?
No.
Remember, I wanted to go see him in Spartanburg, and I asked
I would love to meet
someone
him.
That's a big timer over in that area. I was like,
Mr. Big Time, no.
Hey, Mrs. I was like, hey, can you get me back here to let me check with his people? Yeah, they said he doesn't meet people.
He won't.
So what does he do?
He won't sign your banjo.
Does he walk around looking down?
I bet he's a huge curmudgeon.
Really?
He's got. I bet you he is.
Oh. Maybe he's doing me a favor, because if I did meet him and he was a prick, that would suck. Yeah, I read his book. I love all his movies.
I bet Martin Short might meet you. They tour a lot together. He seems like he's meetable.
Some people got to get into the moment before they perform.
He's got to sit there and do the Ed Grimley backing of it. Come on, man.
They don't want to be disturbed.
Yeah, bouncy scene.
Keeps him around to use his credit card. All right. More this of the FOF line.
Yeah, well, this is might be something we've never encountered before. You know the guy we just heard from?
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? He called back.
Same guy?
Same dude. Different time of day, though.
First time this has happened, I believe.
Same issue, though.
Wow.
Yeah, I called earlier, but it's nighttime now, and I feel like I didn't properly express my anger and hatred for this bullshit, because these motherfucking lights out here, damn it. Like, I knew they're fucking bright earlier, but I called during daytime. I'm out at night now. I can't see a fucking thing, yo. I couldn't spot my ass if it was 3 feet in front of my fucking windshield because of these cars coming at me. And it would be different if it was like, oh, the guy's accidentally high-beaming me, and, you know, you flash your high beams back, and then, you know, they cut them off. But no,
yep.
I flash my high beams. Then I find out that's not their f***ing highs. Then they cut their highs on, blasting a f***ing hole through the back of my skull. Oh, Jesus. I cannot wait until summertime when they pass that f***ing law about this bullshit-ass, bright-ass f***ing headlights.
Sir, find me at a bar. I owe you a drink.
Because
you said exactly verbatim what I just said a moment ago. And that's exactly what's happened to me.
Now, I did not know there was a law in the books about these headlights.
Because they changed the halogens. Yeah.
What
is that called? Because I tried to explain this to somebody at Home Depot the other day. I've got... I don't know how to explain this. Not anymore. It's a light bite. About this big? How big is this?
Of a grapefruit?
Cantaloupe, maybe?
Cantaloupe, yeah. Okay. Honeydew, something like that.
What am I now?
I keep buying the one that's orange or yellow, but I want the white light because it's a barn light, and I don't like the way the yellow and the orange light makes it look. The way it shines, it just looks eerie. I want the white, clear light. These MFs looking to me like iridescent? I'm like, yellow, orange, or white?
Yeah, like.
What do you mean by white light? I'm like, God bless.
It's on the color wheel.
They're supposed to be an expert in that field.
What is that? How else do I explain that? Like that color over there, see that lamp? Mm-hmm.
I guess this is like a regular light,
right?
That is
off-white.
What are these here? Those are the yellow, orange, right?
Well,
but there's some that are specifically white.
Like these change colors.
Like a blue or white?
Nope. White.
Oh.
I don't know how to explain it any other simpler.
I don't know. You'd have to draw them a picture. You might have to go to Dick's.com. Have you ever been to Dick's.com?
Mm-hmm. No. I've been to IHOP on Cox.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite International House of Pancakes went up towards Charlotte.
And I feel the brightness. Yeah.
Five Guys on Cox, too. Have you been to that one?
I heard about that.
It's everything's better on Cox,
it's
I've heard.
It's all that they talk about.
Sure.
All right. I'll box you real good. Here's the original
also,
call.
Let me point this out before I hear it from, and I love everyone involved in this little thread of fun here. Dan? Fat Boy was joking when he said you wrote your phone number on the Portageon wall. It was a joke.
Really was.
So please.
Nobody thinks, just like, you know, what Splashing Blumpkins called years ago and said, look, we don't really do that. Nobody thought you did.
We're hearing from P1s now that know us, that know Dan, that are now as liaisons saying, hey, Dan really wants you guys to know he didn't do that. And we know that because Dan's illiterate. He can't write.
Dan, I believe that
let
you didn't do
that. Let the guys know I'm not illiterate, guys. I can write.
Though I would think you'd be a lot cooler if you did write it on there, but I'll believe that you didn't
whatever.
Write it.
I think that's fine. I can't even tell you my phone number. I mean, I don't know it. I never call myself.
4-864.
Oh, do you have the gospel thing ready?
Yeah, I got a hangover thing.
I want to hear that.
Type in real quick. We'll get you the hell up.
People like that. It's a jingle still works.
It just gets
ready?
Me happy.
Yeah.
864-241-4381.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 864-241-4381.
Yeah. The Harlem Grandmother's Choir. I wish I had a tambourine.
Oh, you probably got one in that space age Reynolds replica
for
jacket
real.
You got now.
You look like you're about to go to space.
God, take a picture of that. You look like Bradbury.
I don't want a picture.
You
of
go look at our social media. Paige has been the feature of like the past eight. Oh, come on.
I was going to actually say don't get her face
you don't
on
dress
it,
up so pretty and not want pictures taken of yourself.
No.
Just get the jacket. We don't
I'm
need
not
to see
taking
the face.
It. I don't want to put it. She'll go to HR next Tuesday.
No, again.
You got to wait.
I go to HR on Friday. So.
That's look at that jacket. All right, I got it.
Doesn't it look like she's about to go in somebody's fridge and protect their leftovers?
Oh, no. The way you're smiling in that picture, people will make bad memes out of that.
Oh,
you look high as a kite.
They're going to think they're watching Breakfast
actually,
with Tiffany's.
Leaving it that way. Guess who's coming to dinner?
Here's
it's
this.
Me, and I'm high as hell.
But let me tell you, and I hope you're listening, you dumb f***. I hope you get irritated as hell as you see a bunch of Indiana plates, Ohio plates. I hope it irritates the shit out of you. But you know what, you damn dumbass? We need people to come and visit and contribute to the local economy. You know what the number one industry in North Carolina is? Western North Carolina?
Trafficking.
It's called tourism. It's called the Blue Ridge Parkway. And yeah, we do have trees in Ohio. Been down here for 35 years. We come down here and support your local economy, you f***ing dumbass.
So that was the guy from Last FOF.
Yeah.
He was responding to a guy originally. This guy here is responding to what we just heard. So it's like
not the original guy per se?
Nope.
Okay, so it's someone else. a native who has issues with
it's like a human centipede, if you will, of calls.
Oh, great movie.
About leaves.
That is not a great movie.
I'm partial to part two.
I didn't finish it. Good morning.
I never watched it.
Yeah, I'm angry. We've got enough people in East Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina to take care of our local economy. We don't need that damn dumbass from Ohio stopping in the middle of the road to take a picture of Titanic. Take your cheap ass in there. Spend some f***ing money. You guys come over here and act like you're better than everybody. I've heard you guys call us inbred hillbillies. I've heard you yell at the server telling me you would never make it as a server back in Ohio. F*** you. She don't want to live in Ohio, you stupid f***ing son of a bitch. And you ain't lived here 35 years because if you did, you would hate your f***ing self and you'd hate everybody for f***ing Ohio because you would remember you could run in these back roads and never run into anybody, wave at somebody. Now you f***ing run into damn dumbass from Ohio with the 53 gooseneck trailer f***ing up, blocking the whole f***ing road because his GPS told him to go this way instead of the parkway. F***, I f***ing hate you, you sack of s***. I hope you f***ing go to Ohio and die, bitch.
God
bless.
That's mean.
That'd be a bad place to die, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never been there. Break it
down. Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina, it is time to say, hey, famous people born today on the 10th of February. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. We don't have a whole lot of musical birthdays today.
Uh-oh.
But we'll start with this one. Paige worked with her father.
B.B. King.
Emma Roberts.
Oh.
Daughter of Eric Roberts. Famous thespian.
I like her.
I do too.
She's good looking. Plus, I was surprised by this age, to be honest with you. Did not know she was this age. Thought she's younger.
What do I know? What is the big thing that she was in, though, that I really, really... Oh, shoot. No use of any... We're the Millers.
Was she
was
that?
No. She was daughter. Was. No regrets.
She's one of the actors, and the son had big nuts because he got stung by a bee.
Yeah, stung by bees on his balls.
Forgot about that movie. You got to go back and watch it.
I'm going to say she's like 31.
40.
34.
34. Ooh.
I didn't think she was in her 30s yet, but she's been around for a little bit.
That movie's got to be like 10 years old now, which is crazy. God, let's see how old that movie is.
I'll say 10 years. I know Jason Sudeikis was in it.
2013. 12 years. Wow.
This lady here, she's known mostly for directing now, but she was in movies like Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Elizabeth, I almost said Berkeley. That's not right. That's Saved by the Bell. I'm so excited. Elizabeth.
Oh.
Last letter.
B. You're on the right path.
Berkeley. Elizabeth.
It's not Barbara.
Buria.
Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, yeah.
She also directed Cocaine Bear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good movie. 47.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Directed a lot of big movies.
50.
Paige is closer. 51 years old.
Damn. She's the one who, wasn't she the drunken 40-year-old virgin? She needed him to blow into her steering wheel so she could drive her car. I believe that was her.
I don't think it was her, maybe.
Oh, well, I'm going to look it up too and prove you wrong.
I forgot Kevin Hart was in that movie until I saw a clip the other
day. What was
he? He was arguing with the guy in the store.
Oh, well, he was, yes.
Yep. Yeah. This lady, his last name is a cuss word. Her dad is a famous actor. His name's Bruce.
Octopussy.
Not Bruce Octopussy's birthday.
Oh.
Her name's Laura.
Dern.
Dern. Last name Dern. I saw an interesting meme, like she was in Jurassic Park. She was real young, like younger than you thought she was.
Do you know who her father was? Dad Byrne.
Dad Dern.
You kissed my ass, Paige. You'd love it. You know you'd love it.
Oh, did you see the trailer for the new Jurassic Park? Scarlett Johansson's in it.
Man, that's the only one that I saw that I was like, man, that's... Some of those other movies, like How to Train Your Dragon, I thought was a Pokemon movie.
It's not Drain. It's Train.
No, it's Train.
This Jurassic Park Afterbirth looks real good. You got to see the trailer for it. Laura Dern. She was in the first Jurassic Park.
Laura Dern.
Like we said, last name's a cuss word.
59. I'm going to go higher than that. 62.
58 years
Shoot.
Old for Laura Dern. We got some music coming up.
Elizabeth Banks. Yes, she was the one that... her throw-up tasted like shrimp or something.
I gotta go back and watch it.
Yeah, that was her. All right, I'm turning off Google now.
You might say suck it. You might not. This guy, he's got his own network. He also bought the entire set of All in the Family and has it constructed in his personal studio space. Talking about initials GB.
GB. GB.
Gary Busey, I don't know.
Political pundit. Bunch of white
Glenn hair. Beck.
Glenn Beck's birthday.
Suck it.
I was way off. Sorry.
Gary Busey, wow.
He looks like an old softball coach. Ladies.
Put Gary Busey on TV.
Bad.
We'd love to watch that. Paige, you going to guess? You don't want to guess Glenn Beck? Old Becker?
He's no Ted Danson. Oh. Isn't that Becker?
57?
61 for Glenn Beck. This gentleman here has been a guest on the show many times. He recently had some health struggles. Goes by the nickname Nails.
Lenny Dykstra.
It is Lenny's birthday. I don't agree with his last name, but you know what? You didn't choose it, so.
His son's name's Cutter.
Yep.
That's got to be weird.
I named you after a fastball.
I named you after things people do to their body when they're upset.
That's my other kid, Nutscratch Dykstra.
Let's see. A rookie in 86. I think he was 22 then. That put him back to 44? No, 64.
See if Paige can do the math.
61.
You remember the math rule?
62.
There you go. Add one. Damn. 62 years old for Nails.
Damn it. They always get me.
This gentleman has lost more Masters tournaments titles than we went to.
Oh.
He used to have his own shirts because I had one. And he defected.
Oh, come on. Give me time to come up with something. Sean John.
No. He defected to Live Golf. He's notorious for falling apart in the final round at Augusta numerous times.
Oh, Lord.
He had a famous wife.
Yes.
Who was a tennis player.
I don't know.
He was married to Chris Everett for a little bit.
Oh, man. Jim Everett.
His nickname is.
I bet it will.
The Shock.
The Shock?
The Shock.
Oh, yeah, Greg Norman.
Greg Norman's
birthday.
I'm going
to say had a threesome with Bill Clinton one time, too. Alleged. It's alleged that that happened.
Had a fun time.
Had a good time. Did I don't know if it was with a woman or not, though.
That's did it happen thing. On a certain island somewhere?
That's the rumor. Before there was even an island known, that was a rumor. They certainly were not talking about the Hamptons.
Hell no.
Greg Norman, I'm going to say, is 73.
74.
It's a big win for Greg.
80.
I thought he was older. 70.
Whoa.
Greg Norman, 70 years old.
Oh. Oh, an Olympian.
It is an Olympian. He was the most...
Kurt Angle.
Nope. He didn't break his neck. He was the most decorated Olympian before freaking Michael Phelps came along.
Mark Spitz.
It is Mark Spitz's birthday. 7 gold medals. at the 72 Olympics. And he also set world records in all 70 events. Talk about butterfly, backstroke, regular stroke, side stroke, having a stroke.
He had a mustache that you'd pay a dime to ride more than just the usual 5 cents.
The flavors in that saver.
Oh, Lord, that womb broom was incredible. But anyway, Mark Spitz.
Big one for old Spitzy.
74
is a big
one. 74.
He is 75 years old today.
Ah, I had it and left it.
Yeah, you did.
Dad, blame it.
Hit that damn mouse. We got to quit being patriotic for a second to play this lady's song.
Hey,
it ain't Fugees. No, thank God we wouldn't play it. Lauryn Hill.
One time.
Way inflated sense of self-worth.
Well, she got propped up by all these people that, like, she's like the modern day Shirley Chisholm.
You had a good album like 25 years ago. It don't mean you can show up 2.5 hours
by
late to a show.
I'm going to tell you this on there, and it'll make no sense to no one else. That picture I sent you of Wilt Chamberlain, I Google image searched it. That is a drag queen.
I knew it. It looked like
it's a picture of Wilt Chamberlain at a nightclub page with a really tall woman and a real short woman. And I said, "Fab." Well, it's like, oh, it must one of the 10,000. And he's like, that looks like a man on the right. And I Google image searched. It was.
Oh, boy.
I knew it.
And I'm watching.
Which doesn't mean that wasn't one of the 10,000. You know,
I know. It makes you wonder about the stilt.
Stilt.
One of the 10,000.
Who is this? Gladys Knight? Donna Summer?
This is Roberta Flack.
Ah.
Robert A., if you will.
Robert A. Flack. I have no clue. I'll go whatever page says. -3.
Oh, gosh.
You young boy?
80?
88 years old. We got a couple more to guess, so I'm going to play this right now. Robert Wagner.
Killed his wife.
Oh, Bobby Wagner. Will we ever find out?
No. There's one man who knows, and he won't talk about it.
He won't.
You know who that man is?
He was on the boat.
That's right.
Which he knew that would come up later in life and just kind of isolated himself as soon as it happened.
Uh-huh. But became a legend.
Yep.
He can suck it. All the way. He's dead, though, right?
No, Robert Wagner is
alive. Oh, he's alive?
Yeah.
Well, he can still suck it.
He can suck it.
95 years old. And happy heavenly birthday to Cliff Burton, who left us in 1986. Would have been 63 years old today.
God.
He was 24 when he passed away. Tour bus flipped over on the European tour. It was off the mountain, right? Like
yeah.
Black Ice?
That was several years where a lot were lost in rock and roll. Like, it was like wrestlers in the early 2000s.
All Metallica. It makes you wonder how that lineup would have been.
I know. Like,
Dave wouldn't have left. Cliff was still around. You know, Jason hung around.
Would
Jason even been there if those two were there?
Cliff Burton would not have done the... Well, I can't say that. I didn't know the guy. But he didn't seem... He'd be some guy to sit down and do, like, group therapy way they did.
Plus,
but
you
maybe
know,
he's why... That's maybe why they had to do it. They were dealing with the loss of such a big part of the band.
God, I watched part of Some Kind of Monster the other day that when, you know, James slammed the door and they said he was gone for a year and a half.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Is that the first time you'd watched it?
No, I haven't seen it in a long time.
I get the sense that that was...
Like his work.
I do. But then again, I think everything is.
That seemed like a real intense argument they had before he slammed the door.
Yeah.
When Kirk not wanting to, you know, get in the middle of it. Come on, guys. Can we just...
Oh, him.
Can we just play the music?
So all I want to do is beat my skins, guys. Paige, hell of a show today.
It was. Good job.
Good job to you.
Good job to you.
Fat boy, good job to you. Good job to my mom.
She's
probably
great.
Back asleep
good job,
now.
Mary.
Taking that. Well, you got to come over.
I got
to lay down and go to sleep.
I got to find
quickly.
Out again what time. If anybody heard what time I need to pick up my mom today, please text in.
7- I believe it's 1-800.
1245.
That was 2:45.
Right. Ooh. I wrote it down somewhere. We'll get her there. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Get today's podcast. You can text podcast to 72... I must did it again.
Mm-mm.
Don't you do it. 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone lines. 1-800-774-0093. The Audacy app, AUDACY. Spotify, Google, all of them, Amazon, go get it. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.